You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, welcome to the very first episode of the brand new Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, all designed to help you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. So what is the show about? Why does it even exist? Who the heck am I? Why am I talking all about this? Whoa, load of great questions. Let's cover those in this first episode. So this all came about because back in 2018, last year if you're listening to this in 2019, or previously if you're listening to it later on, but yeah, in 2018, I launched two podcasts/radio shows. One was called The Confidence Alchemist Radio Show, and the other was called Winning in Life and Work. And the reason I did both of those last year was back then I was helping people with confidence, and I'll explain why the change shortly and how it's not actually as big of a change as you might think. So it kind of had that as just as a general show about confidence and stuff. And the Winning in Life and Work one was because over the years I've brought people together to and compiled and edited and published 3, soon to be 4, books in the Winning in Life and Work series. So originally that was to bring in people who had written in the books and just kind of give them a wee podcast episode of their own. And then we started exploring lots of other areas, stories of other people, experiences other people had about winning in life and work. Anyway, it was good. Both were good fun. Both podcasts were around about an hour long each, and there were so that meant there were 2 one-hour podcasts a week, which was a fun experiment. It kind of got out of hand. It was never intended to be that, but I'm glad we did it. We ran them for 9, 10 months, something like that. Got some really good episodes from it. Kind of drew that to a close toward the end of last year, because I kind of rebranded a bit. Now, bear with me, this is going to be a little bit rambling in this very first episode, but this is kind of setting the scene for where we go with everything in all the future shows. So, I have been helping people with confidence, but because I thought what I was doing was around confidence, but the more I looked at it, the more I looked at the work that I was doing with people, and the more I looked at my own journey as well, which is where a lot of this stuff came from, I thought it was about confidence. It was actually about overcoming fear, because I used to think that I was shy and lacking in confidence, and that's why I had problems, you know, speaking with strangers and all that sort of stuff. I used to be petrified of speaking with strangers. Could not stand the thought of it. I kind of worked out it wasn't confidence at all, and it becomes pretty obvious, really. It was social phobia. All the stuff was, and even in describing the symptoms I had, I was terrified of speaking with strangers. That's not confidence. That is fear. And all the people who come to work with me, it's all fears that they have that they're looking to work with. So of course, the confidence side of things layers on top of it. I still do stuff with people with confidence. There's still a lot to share around that, but I wanted to bring things back to basics, bring things back to the core of this stuff, because there's no point in building layers and layers of confidence if you've still got those fundamental fears and phobias in place. So I am working with people to help them conquer fears, phobias. It's what I've done. Basically, the very first client I ever had was somebody who had a fear of spiders. And right the way through, most of the people that I've worked with, it's been the fears, the phobias that we've worked with. And then the confidence stuff just kind of, it's the icing on the cake. But it's always been around fear and phobia. So refocusing everything around that, because I think it's really important to help people to appreciate and understand just how massively their fears, and in some cases phobias, are actually holding them back. And so often we think it's a lack of confidence or a lack of experience or lack of opportunities, when in fact it's fear which is holding us back. So everything now, it's stripped right the way back to just looking at the fears. And that's where the idea for this podcast came. Because I was thinking, there's a lot of stuff here that will help people. And there's a lot of other experts out there, a lot of other people who have had their own fear journeys and their own experiences with particular niche areas of fears. And I want to really bring this out into the open and help people to find out a lot more about this. Because perhaps more so than ever these days, there is so much fear going on in the world. So much fear out there. And it really affects us at an individual level, and it also has massive implications for us, for society as a whole. Because when you have a society that's made up of millions of people who are scared, it holds things back. It also creates massive potential problems. It doesn't take much for things to explode and that fear to burst out in all sorts of unpleasant ways. So fear is a really massive thing. The thing is, fear can be conquered, and it can be conquered like that. And we're going to look at all manner of these things over the coming episodes, episode every week. Now, these episodes, we're going to keep them to around about the 25-minute mark, 20 to 30 minutes typically, aiming for around about 25 minutes. Why? What's wrong with going for an hour? Yes, we could talk about them for an hour or a couple of hours even. Some of the topics that we're covering, we could talk about for ages. But the thing is, I want to keep it accessible and keep it nice and short and accessible. So you've got something you can listen to in your lunch break or while you're traveling to work or whatever. So we're keeping them nice bite-sized chunks once a week. Makes it easier for you to handle and to process. And we're going to basically share them as far and as wide as we can across as many platforms as possible, because it's so important to get the message that you can transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. How do I know this? Well, it's because I've done it myself. That's where all this started. So let's do one of those wibbly wobbly fade flashbacks to previously. Growing up, I grew up on a farm. In a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. There was me, my mum, and my dad for the first 3 years. My sister came along when I was age three. But yeah, for the first 3 years, there was just three of us, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I got really good at learning how to act in that sort of situation. But it kind of had impact for later on in life. It meant I didn't develop the skills and so on to be able to socialise. And I really, really built up a fear around strangers for a whole host of reasons, which I won't go into now. We'll explore some of those reasons in future episodes, because some of those reasons will be ones which resonate with you or with people who you know. But for a whole manner of reasons, became what I used to describe it as painfully shy, but it was actually scared of strangers, scared of hanging out with people, scared of groups of people, all of this sort of thing. Now, career-wise, I went into IT, got a really good career in IT. I became fellow of the British Computer Society, which is kind of like the highest level that us mere mortals could ever reach. The only level higher than that is Bill Gates, and I got to tell you, I did apply for that level, but I was told it was already taken, so yeah, what are you going to do? But I got to a good level there, but things reach a point where, and you'll find this in any career, you reach a point where there's kind of a limit, because career progression stops being about what you know, and it's about who you know. As is particularly true in IT. In fact, in IT, it's both the what and the who get severely limited, because it's a very fast-paced industry, lots of rapid developments, which meant having to go to many seminars, you know, keep up with seminars and so on, just to keep up with latest developments. Now, the seminars were fun, but you'd receive the information about them, and I'd be looking, reading the agenda, and I'd see those words at the top: registration and coffee. It's like, oh, you mean I've got to actually speak with complete strangers? I can't do that. The number of times I would turn down invitations to come along to such events purely because of that, which meant A, I was starting to kind of find it harder and harder to keep up with newer technologies and developments in technology, and B, perhaps most importantly, it was cutting out the chances to network, to get to know other people in the industry, to build alliances. And this networking and so on, it's very, very important for a whole host of reasons, both for the company that you're working with and also career-wise. Because when you limit your connections, you reach the point where your career, there's nowhere else to go in the current company, and you don't have any connections with any others. It got very limiting. Of course, social life, you can imagine it was having these fear, this deep-seated fear of strangers, of speaking with strangers, of meeting new people. I kind of made life pretty lonely. Social life? What social life? A few friends, but it took a long time to make them. I didn't kind of like hanging out that much because it was too scary. So social and professional life were starting to hit a bit of a problem because of all this, as I now know, social phobia. And things came to a head one Christmas. This was kind of just before Facebook, or just, you know, just when Facebook was about to start taking off. I was in an online social community, web-based social community. And I kind of got to talking with people, talking with everyone from the, you know, on the keyboard, behind the keyboard on the computer. Got to know a few people that way, and that was pretty cool. And then somebody suggested, hey, why don't we all get together in London and meet up for a Christmas party? Yay! My first thought was, oh, I can't do that, strangers. But then I thought, hang on, I've been chatting with these people, some of them for up to a year. Ah, how hard can it be? Of course, I got there and realised exactly how hard it can be, because there is a massive difference between chatting with somebody via keyboard on the computer screen and actually being face-to-face with someone. There's a world of difference. Got there, almost from the start, felt panic symptoms starting, and to cut a long story short, too late! I ended up locking myself in the toilets and having a full-on panic attack. But half an hour afterwards, I managed to calm down enough to let myself out of the cubicle, and I fled. I ran. Now, anyone who knows me knows I don't run. It's just not who I am. I don't run. But I ran. And the event was held in at Aldwych in London. And I ran and didn't stop running till I was on the train at Waterloo, which is, I don't know, a couple of miles, something like that. I didn't even stop to get my coat, to pick my coat up from the cloakroom, because that would have meant speaking to someone in the state I was in. No way. Panic because of the social phobia, and it was horrible. So I fled from the thing. And I remember thinking, you know what, you cannot go through life like this. What's life going to be like if you carry on with your fears? If you carry on allowing those things that you're scared of to keep scaring you, what is your life going to be like? Just imagine 5 years from now, not doing anything about this. What's life going to be like? Sucks, right? And that was the point. We all have this point at which, bam, we decide you have to do something about this. And that was my point. That was my point in life, where I knew I had to change. I knew I had to do something. And me being me, I learned NLP and hypnosis so that I could use those stuff to sort myself out. Now, because as I look back, I realized that when I was growing up, when I was younger, you know, early mid-teens, I was fascinated by hypnosis and by magic. But particularly hypnosis. And I used to go around pretending I could hypnotize people. And I used to say, one day I'm going to learn how hypnosis works. I'm going to become a hypnotist. So obviously that had an effect on me later on in life. I learned these tools, hypnosis and NLP, used them to sort myself out. Beautifully eliminated all of that social phobia. Totally gone. I can now walk into a room full of strangers and greet everybody as if they're all friends. Going on stage, not a problem. I've been on stage speaking on stage for a whole day in front of 800 people. Loved every second of it. All these things that used to fill me with terror and dread, absolutely fine. So totally got over that. Instantly also got over phobias I knew I had, which were spiders and heights. Whew, completely gone. It makes such a difference in life, getting rid of those things, right? But anyway, that's how I kind of got into what I was doing. So I learned all that stuff, completely conquered all those fears that had been holding me back. Suddenly life opens up before you can, you know, you've got these things that hold you back, you get rid of them, life opens up, right? And coincidentally at that point, starting to get a bit bored of IT. I've been in it for 20 years, so you kind of get a bit bored after a while, right? And I was thinking, yeah, I quite enjoy this NLP and hypnosis stuff. And I've helped some people with it, and they've always got great results. They always keep saying how good I am at it. Maybe it's time to make a career change. And of course, there's that side of you that goes, oh, but what if you don't make any money? What if you lose the house? Blah, 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 blah. And as if by magic, very soon after I was started having that discussion with myself, I got called in to see my boss. My boss was there. Head of HR was there. I thought, oh, this doesn't look good. It's never good when HR are involved in a meeting, right? Sorry to all the HR people out there. And the boss basically said, Keith, I'm sorry, but due to the current economic situation, we have to make your position redundant. Here's a wheelbarrow full of cash. Never come back. Like, oh, alrighty. I've been with that company for 10, 12 years. I will say they made a generous redundancy offer. I cannot fault them for that. They were very generous with their offer. Very nice offer. So I was given a wheelbarrow full of cash, never come back. And I was thinking, you know what? If ever I was looking for a sign, this is it. And it's kind of how I got into what I'm doing now. Right from the start, it's always been about helping people transform their fears into their strengths. Spiders, speaking on stage, being on camera, stage fright, overcoming stage, and the number of people I've helped to conquer stage fright. It's fantastic. It's so empowering to be able to help these people to make the changes that they want to make. I've got to share with you a story of Ruta. She was a lady I helped a few years back. She's a classically trained singer, got a beautiful voice, but she was always terrified of the thought of singing in front of people, which was a bit of a problem because she wanted to be a performer, an actress and a singer. But she was terrified at the thought of performing in front of people. We met through a mutual contact, and through bizarre circumstances, we actually ended up doing this at the back of Parliament Square, due to a bizarre mix-up in places where we were going to meet. But anyway, a story for another time. Through a quiet spot at the back of Parliament Square, we worked away for a session, helped her get over and conquer her fears about performing in front of people. And at the end of that session, I said to her, so, how do you feel now about singing in front of people? She said, yeah, I could do that. I said, all right, go on then, stand up, sing in front of all these people here, just stand up and sing. And she did. She stood up in Parliament Square and sang unaccompanied, impromptu, a song in front of complete strangers, tourists and all sorts. And she really enjoyed doing it. And this was somebody who was terrified of the thought of singing in front of strangers just an hour earlier. So she's now gone on. She is an actress and a performer of some success. She is building a nice little career for herself there, because she was able to transform this deepest fear. And it was her deepest fear. She's transformed that into her strength. And that's what I do. That's how I help. Countless. I mean, I've since 2010. I started doing this in 2010. Since 2010, I've helped over 5,000 people transform their lives. And this stuff works, and that's the kind of things we're going to be looking at throughout this series. Some of the episodes is going to be me. Yay, lucky you! It's going to be just you and me. We're going to be exploring particular topics. Now we're going to look at things like, what is fear? We're going to look at what phobias are. We're going to look about where we get these things from. We're going to look about how the mind works to even develop these things. We're going to look at how we know we can change these behaviours and eliminate these fears, we're going to take a look at all manner of other things related to this. We're going to look at, we're going to branch off at different times into other related topics. We've got loads of these lined up. It's going to be great fun. So that's going to be about half of those episodes are going to be just you and me. The other half, I'm bringing in various guests, and I've got a whole bunch of guests lined up already, some really, really interesting ones. I've got a Royal Marine, or an ex-Royal Marine, who's sharing their experiences of fear. Now, you think of someone in the Marines, you think, well, they're going to be fearless, right? You'd be surprised. Fears crop up in so many different ways, and not in the ways that you'd be expecting. That, I have to say, was a very interesting episode to record. We're going to be airing that in a few weeks' time. That's something to look forward to. I've got somebody... excuse me, I'm sorry about this. I'm just getting over a cold, which is not very nice. But hey, there we go. I've got somebody who works in the field of mental health, and they're going to be sharing with us how fear and mental health go hand in hand. And they got some really interesting tips to help in both sides of things. I'm speaking with also sports performers. I've got physical trainers. I've got somebody who's written stories for a few of the big series out there. We're going to be exploring some interesting topic around fear there. I've got all sorts of these things. So that's what we're going to be looking at. And that's what this show is all about. It's about helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. It's about helping you understand what fears are. It's about exploring how other people have overcome fears, the sorts of things that they go through, to give you insight and give you hope and certainty that it is always possible to conquer fear. Whatever fear you've got, it is possible to get through it. Some people, they can do it themselves. Some people... they get help from a professional who helps them to conquer those fears. But either way, you can conquer fears. You can overcome these fears. And that's what we're going to be looking at. That's pretty much it for this episode. I don't want to go on and start waffling about all sorts of stuff. I just want to say that I hope you find this useful. We're going to be on video and on audio, so you'll find us on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play. You'll find us on Dougie Stone Radio, freaking global. Dougie Stone Radio is having us on there every Friday at noon. Get that Dougie Stone Radio. It's fantastic. We're also going to be video on YouTube, going to be on Facebook, going to be on Periscope, going to be on all manner of places. Plus, you'll always find us on our very own website, keithblakemorenoble.com/show. Always pop there. You'll find information about the show. You'll find the latest episodes. You'll always be able to see and hear the latest episode. And you'll also find all the previous episodes that we've done as well. There'll be show notes. There'll be bios of my guests. There'll be all their contact details. You'll have the audio and the video there. Sometimes there'll be little extra bonus bits of information. Keep checking it. Wherever you find these, subscribe. Leave us comments. I mean, if you're finding us on YouTube or on iTunes or whatever, subscribe, hit that subscribe button, and leave a comment. Rate us, because the more people rate, the more people will be able to find this, and the more lives, in turn, that we can help to improve. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you found it useful. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you think. If you've got any thoughts for things you'd like covered in future episodes, absolutely get in touch. Let me know. I would love to know what you would like. If you know someone who'd make a good guest, again, absolutely get in touch. Let me know. Let's get them on. I've got a number of guests lined up, a number of guests that I have in mind, but I'm always interested to hear who you would like to hear from. So that's it. My name's Keith Blakemore-Noble. I'm the UK's number one fear strategist. I help people like you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore-Noble Radio Show. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you again in the next episode. Bye for now.
You've been listening listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.